Welcome to the blessing of Christ. The blessing from Christ, we should say. I'm sure he considers it a blessing too. So it probably works both ways. But I'll get my tongue straight here. So at least we can have a clear and coherent conversation. It is the 26th of February. Oh my gosh, this year is moving by so fast. In the year 2017, and it is my great privilege to be with all of you, to be with you and to support you in whatever way I can to receiving the grace of God, the blessings of Christ, and the healing and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So I am here as a facilitator, you might say, a servant of God. And we come together as a community because as a community, we're stronger. As a community, we actually reinforce our mutual beliefs. And that doesn't mean we have to agree at all on the same thing. It just means that we come in a state of faith to be together. We're a family. And like all families, we each have different points of view. And that means we have a lot to contribute to one another and a lot to contribute in the way of growth of understanding and growth of possibility and receivership. Actually, your presence, being open to certain things someone else has never considered, will help that person receive from your openness. It's true. You see, we're kind of like pieces of a great jigsaw puzzle. And if all there is us, it might just be a piece of blue sky. Or it might be a brown piece of a tree trunk. But when you start putting so many other pieces together, you are actually able to receive from others. This is also why it's not just me who conducts the blessing for you. We now have over 300 blessing givers. And not all of them are on this call right now. Some of them come to receive a blessing. But a lot of them do come. And even if they don't call in, they're here in their own space and time around the planet conducting a blessing simultaneously with me. And what they can convey is greater than what I can convey. And Yeshua has told me all along since the very beginning, once we have 500, there's going to be a great paradigm change in what is conveyable and what everyone can receive and what the whole group of us can convey. So I'm very much looking forward to the day when that happens and we're working for it. And one of the ways we work for it is that those who have become blessing givers and have come to at least two live conferences, and if you've ever been, you can't understand that unless you've been to a live conference, but the fact is it is so enriched with the Holy Spirit. It's so enriched with the presence of Christ that there are so many things I can't say verbally, because I just don't have time to say it all, that are synchronistically and by osmosis just drawn into the people that are there and even from one another being together. So that is a stipulation that Yeshua has made. But anyway, once a person has attended two blessing seminars, we are now teaching them how to be blessing teachers so that they can teach in their local vicinity, and that cuts down on the travel the travel expenses and the cost for other people to become blessing givers. So we're doing the best we can do to get this out. And we will be offering a blessing teacher seminar, which is conducted online, saving, again, travel expenses. And we will probably be doing that within a month. So blessing givers that are on the line, drop me a line, an email or a notice in our group site and let me know you're interested. But for now, let's get back. Let's come back to where we are together today. If there's anyone who would like to request a blessing, now would be a wonderful time to request it. The signal is *6, and then when you get the prompt, press 1. If you'd like to express your gratitude or just something that you've experienced that you want to share with the group, that you'd like to encourage others with, it's so important. Because when other people see what you've received, it helps to strengthen their faith in receiving. And, sorry, I was just taking a drink of water. That reminds me, be sure and be hydrated, because it does help energy flow. When we're fully hydrated, well, I wasn't looking in the right place. I have 3 people asking to speak. Hi, Anthony. You're on. Tony.
Hey, Glenda. Thank you. We actually have one blessing of gratitude. Judy's sister, my wife's sister, almost a year ago was diagnosed with late-stage cancer. She has basically been cured of late stage cancer, and so she needs. We want to send a prayer and thanks, a blessing for her continued recovery, and also for gratitude for the healing and strength she's gotten so far.
Oh, that makes me so happy! Oh my gosh, you know, just hearing about that. It's, and everyone else. Did you hear that? I mean, miracles are possible. They are possible. And they happen every day. We just have to have our faith and be open and receive. So thank you so much, Tony, for sharing that with us. And we have a caller from area code 780, and you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey, Desmond.
How are you?
I'm doing terrific today. Thank you.
Yeah. You sound terrific. Your course is about feelings and stuff. I'm just so grateful for all your teachings because I experience miracles a lot of the time, and sometimes I don't appreciate the significance and the importance of what I receive, and I'm just very grateful that you've transformed my life over the years.
Well, Desmond, it wasn't me, but I was a very, very, very proud facilitator. It is such a privilege to serve the Lord. It is such a privilege to be a servant of God and a servant of Christ. So I express my gratitude as well.
And all of nature does. I hear the squirrel as soon as he said that. He's like, get
Yes, they do. And sometimes I think the animals express their gratitude more than we do. So thank you very, very much. And we've got to move through the callers here. We've got several callers. Margaret, you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. I do have other names for the prayer list, but before I go there, I wanted to thank you so much for putting my niece on the prayer list last week because she's recovering so nicely from brain surgery.
That's thrilling.
Yes, another miracle that, you know, they had to basically push her brain back and then glue up a hole and with muscle and tissue and glue, real glue, and it worked. Mm-hmm. And so thank you.
Oh, God, thank God.
Yes, thank God, yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, so my friend Karen, she has lupus and something called dermatomyositis, which is another terrible condition that affects the muscles and muscle loss and skin rashes. There's no cure, but she's starting an IV drip starting in April, but I thought, let's put her on the prayer list.
No. Well, actually, there is a cure, and God has it.
Oh, yes, of course.
You've got to be careful of your words.
Yes, yes.
Right now, let's put it this way. Right now, medical science has not yet discovered
a technological
cure, okay?
I'm reading my notes from her because I just, you know, this is all new for me. I had never heard of this before.
Yes,
and then,
okay, but let's be very careful with our words.
Yes.
Because our words are powerful.
That's absolutely true. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Karen is on our prayer list.
Great.
All right. And Eva, you're on. It's always good to hear from you.
Hi, this is Eva. I just wanted to share, when you mentioned sharing that might be helpful for other people. This morning when I was in church and the pastor, as I had said before, we have these young pastors who are seminarians presently who have been doing a great job and have actually given me a lot more, let's say, more confidence in the fact that, yes, Christianity can come back to what Yeshua intended it to be. And this morning, the pastor was talking about his week, which he said at the beginning of the week was very trying, and he just sort of felt really down. And then he got to this prayer meeting, which he has every Thursday with other seminarians, which is often uplifting. And even before that, he began to feel uplifted. And then in the prayer meeting, he said he got this image of this very, very tall being right in the center of our church. And he said, I don't know whether it was an angel or whether it was actually Jesus Christ or what, but he said it was just this big, huge being right in the middle of our church. And he felt really good that this was whoever was really wanting to bring us blessing. And I just thought that was really encouraging because...
Oh, and it's amazing when we get a glimpse through the veil of this reality to see an even greater reality on the other side.
Yeah, and in fundamental Christianity, I don't usually hear people
No.
Kind of
actually, it's
that.
Not fundamental. Oh, it's conventional.
Yeah.
Let's get our words right again.
Yeshua is working in all ways, in all places, and I am...
Fundamental Christianity is what Yeshua taught. Conventional Christianity is what man created. So, again, it really helps to get your words right.
But what I normally think of as fundamental Christians are the ones that are...
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the fundamentalist churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha. I know what you're meaning. I know what you're referring to, but still, it's still something to watch in our words.
So we are thankful that things are moving.
So we keep your church on the prayer list. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. And we have a wireless another wireless caller from area code 810. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Christine.
Hi, Christine.
I'm calling today to ask for a blessing for my 89-year-old mother. Taking care of her in Arizona, and I am in Tennessee. But she's in the hospital right now, and they just found... what they're calling a nodule in her lung, and she has fluid on her brain, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. And my sister is kind of overwhelmed, and she's out there by herself with her. So I'd like a blessing for her. Her name is Mary, and my mother's name is Lottie.
Okay. We've got that, Mary and Lottie.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Glenda, for all you do.
You're so welcome. It's my privilege. And I see Jim is on the call. Jim, your line is open.
Oh, Glenda?
Yes.
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
All I ever see is the caller ID.
Oh, yeah, that's my husband. That's why it kind of threw me a little. But I have a friend named Kathleen, and she's an author. She's written several books about Mary Magdalene. And she just became a grandmother, but the twins are way premature, and they're only a little over 6 months old. They were just born and fighting for life. And I would just like to, if we could say a prayer for Alice and Lucy, are their names?
Okay. Little Alice.
They want to be here.
And Lucy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, we certainly will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And a caller from area code 413, you're on. Hi. Okay. Well, then we'll take Cecilia's call. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, this is Cecilia from Vermont. I just got on the call. Glenda, I wanted to ask you where in your books I could find this section when Yeshua talks about the greatest misunderstandings that people have had, like that of fixed ideals, striving for fixed ideals, and the misdirection around traditionalism, ancestor worship, you know, imitating the past, and dualism, and so forth. I think that was all in there. I found that very valuable, but I don't know where to look for it.
Where did you read that, Cecilia?
Well, it was in one of your books. He talked about the, you know, the
that's several places throughout all of the books. It was repeated many times, so I'm not sure exactly where to tell you to go.
But if it doesn't come to your mind, then
an exact location doesn't come to my mind. But of course, he said all of those things numerous times in different ways, different contexts. So I'm trying to. I just offhand cannot think of I see Tony's on the call. Maybe Tony has an answer. Tony, were you coming in to provide an answer?
Hey, Glenda. Yes. Two things. The way that I find the specific topics that I'm looking for is just simply I have electronic copies of your books too. And so they're so easy to search. And so this happens to me often when I know there's something important. If I can remember two words that are in it, I can usually find the passage within a few minutes by looking at the electronic search.
Well, that's the value of having an ebook.
Yeah.
And so that really does help. But you see, you don't remember the exact. It's that kind of information has been mentioned so many times throughout both books. I don't know exactly which one to refer her to. I'm really sorry about that. You would think I would be able to quote chapter and verse these books that I wrote, but it's not that easy because it's just not. I'm sorry.
Well, they're living things.
They are, and they change. These quotes change in different contexts. And I'm not sure which one she got that from. So I'm going to take a call from Kathy. Kathy, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi. So asking for a blessing, please, for a friend from work with just very, very, very grave illness and surgery and chemo and radiation and things. So if we could, her name is Sawsan. It's unusual. It's Sawsan. And also just to put it out there that if anyone does go on Twitter, I do tweet one quote a day from Love Without End, and it's, and then I number the page at the bottom, unless I don't have enough characters. But then
okay.
The one before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
And I so appreciate that, Kathy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're so welcome. And it's at Love Is Who You Are. That's, you know, the little at sign, Love Is Who You Are.
Uh-huh.
You can find it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy, for everything. And I'm going to take one more call, and then I'll elaborate on my thoughts for today. Okay? Area code 413. And
hi,
you're on.
This is Roberto from Massachusetts. Hi.
Hello?
I'm asking for a blessing for a friend. She's a blessing trainer. And she's trying to start a program here in Massachusetts. And I asked to join her in prayer so that the success of the retreat happens.
Oh, good. What is her name?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Sarah Clary.
Oh, she's a blessing giver. Oh, sure. Absolutely. We will offer a blessing for Sarah. And thank you for letting me know that I do know she's starting some really, really, important work. And, Mara, I see you're on. Hi, we'll take a call. Did you have something to add to that? Mara, you're on. You may have to unmute your own phone, Mara.
Hello?
Hello? We've got you.
Have you got me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll try and be as quick as possible, but I had a suggestion for Cecilia, and that is something that I have done and if it isn't exactly the words that she thought she would find it, there are many times when I have a particular question and I have no idea where in the book it is. I just don't remember. So I ask the question and then open the book wherever it opens. And it always has something very pertinent that helps me with my question.
I do that too. I do exactly the same thing, Mara. And see, for me, those books are still very much alive.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to say one thing, that as soon as we have the grant that we have been expecting for a number of months, one of the first things we are going to spend money on is an indexer, to put an index in the final version of Love Without End. We had an index in one of the versions of the book, but as the book expanded, the pages changed. And so all the indexing numbers were incorrect, and we had to just eliminate the index. So we have a skeleton structure for an index. We've got all the items listed in an index, all the pertinent items, and all we need is just someone to do some professional work creating that index back with the right pages, and it should be easy to do with a digital version of the book. So I think that it's not too far away in the future that we'll be able to have help, better help for everybody who's trying to find exact quotations. So we're looking for a very bright expanded future, everybody. You know, we have been here. Or I should say, Yeshua and I have been here doing this work since the autumn of 19, long time. So I have no idea why I just everyone disappeared from this call, but they're back. That's fine. Something mysterious was happening on our call board here. But, Mara, thank you for your suggestion, and I just want to say a few words because we don't have time for much, but these are words that are so important that I'm getting across to people in our webinar, and I want to share with everyone. It's really, really so important that when you enter your prayer or you enter a meditation, that you enter it with the genuineness and the truth of how you feel, not how you think you're supposed to feel, not how you think someone else would feel if they were in this situation. Not even if it means you come into prayer being angry, God would rather see you be honest than be polite. You can still be reverent. You can still start with the Lord's Prayer. You can still say, Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. I am so angry I can't stand it. Do you see what I mean? You can still show reverence to God. You can still ask for forgiveness. You can still exemplify and express all the reverent, holy, and humble parts of prayer out of respect for your relationship to your Holy Father, your Holy Creator. But He wants you to be honest, because it's only from your honesty that changes can occur. You cannot grow from where you're not. You cannot change from where you're not. You cannot improve from where you're not. And there's a very, very fascinating and powerful thing about truth. Is truth travels through time and space, which means once you get to the truth of something, you can actually either disperse it and dispel it, you can move it back into the past where it belongs, or you can move it forward to where you can deal with it. You know, there are a lot of things that might be annoying you right now, or you may be feeling challenged with them right now, and you can't deal with them in present time. You don't have the friends, the resources, the location, maybe not the knowledge or the information. But once you're actually truthful, you've gotten to the truth of it. It's the thing, and you're really, really looking at it. You're staring it down, and it's looking you right back in the face, and it is what it is, and you are what you are, and you feel exactly the way you feel, whether it's sad, angry, happy, exhilarated, bored, frustrated, apathetic, whatever you're feeling, as long as it's honest, and it really is what it is, you can take that thing, that issue, that impediment, illness, problem, whatever it is, and you can move it forward to a time and place where the resources exist to fix it. You can actually move it into the arms of God where it can be fixed. You could move it into the hands of a gifted person, maybe someone you don't even know, an inventor, someone you don't know, but you know if you had a friendship with that person, together you could do this. Once you're honest about anything, you can move it into any context, you can move it through time and space. And there's biblical underwriting for me saying that. Yeshua said to his apostles, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, he wasn't talking about just political freedom for the Jews from the Romans. He never, never, ever limited his teaching to political particulars or situational particulars. Always, always his teachings were focused upon the primary nature of what he brought us to learn and to be revealed to us. So bring your truth into prayer. Bring your truth into meditation. Bring your truth into your daily contemplations of life, whatever it is. And don't be afraid of the truth, because the truth actually won't hurt you. The truth does hurt you when you ignore it, you push it away, you deny it, you misrepresent it, you lie about it, you pretend it isn't there. All the things we do with truth that are not truthful do hurt us. Being truthful about truth will set you free. And then you can hold it and move it and do something with it. Okay, that was my message to all of you. And if you want to have a complete elaboration, if that fascinates you, and you want to have a complete elaboration on it, you can still enroll in the webinar, because all of the classes are archived, they're all recorded, they're all saved, and you can download them to your computer, and you can listen to what you missed. So, this is one, you heard a testimonial from Desmond. This is one of the most important webinars that has ever been offered. This year, all of the webinars, all of them this year, are the most important that have been ever offered. And it's partly because we're getting ready for such a powerful expansion this year. And actually, a subscription can even be purchased for the entire year with a discount that almost gives you one free. So that's online also. And I know how much you need this information. I give as much to you as I can free on Sunday. So if you want to hear more and you don't have time or money to take the course, just keep coming back to the blessing, and I'll just keep giving you bit by bit things that are being offered to those in the course, because I care about everyone. It's just that some things take a little more concentrated effort to deliver. But now it's very, very important that we move our attention into the heart. Let's just let go of the mind. Let's let go of this thinking apparatus, this instrument we use to try and figure out the world. Let's just put it to rest. Move it aside, just like you do right before you go to sleep. Just like when you lay your head down to go to sleep, you're probably still thinking about something. And you might lie there thinking about it for a little while, and finally you just say, okay, it's time to sleep, and you just, it's almost like shifting gears. You just move it aside. So that's what I want you to do right now. Just move it aside and let your attention fall into your heart and be ready to pray. I'm going to say my invocation to Yeshua to express gratitude for all of us, from all of us, for what he will give, to express our love, our adoration, our respect, and our gratitude for his life, his guidance, and his teaching. Blessing givers, will you stand and join me? And the rest of you, just sit in your chair with your feet bare, preferably, or at least not in rubber sole shoes, okay? And your head uncovered unless your religion requires it. Be prepared to receive energy from the heavens and from the earth. This blessing will involve the flowing of energy from your head into your heart, circling around your heart, down through your feet, into the earth, and coming back through your body and up to the heavens a number of times. A number of times. So make sure your arms and legs are not crossed. We don't want to barrier the energy or crisscross it in any way. Just let it flow and be relaxed. Dear Yeshua, we fall into your arms. We fall into your grace. We fall into your heart with love and joy and gratitude for what you were about to give us. We know already you've given us your life and you are always with us. But we don't always look, and we're not always in a way of receiving because we're so involved in ways of the world. And we are so ready now to receive. And we ask that you pay special attention to those on our prayer and blessing list, for they need you in such special ways. We ask with all our heart, simply, that you help us receive the love you have always given us, and be open, for as you said, if we knock, you shall come in, and we know you will. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete now, and it's for you at this point to go and rest and receive. Just lie down, be quiet, don't think, don't even continue your prayer. Just be a sponge that absorbs the grace and the blessings of the Lord. God Almighty, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.